Hi, and welcome to episode 4 of the TNT Boys. I'm joined with Sam and Brody once again. How are we doing today, guys?
Pretty good, Kale.
Good.
Glad to be back. Glad to have Brody back on with us.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun when I did it for the draft episode.
I'm not glad he's back. He was mean to me last time.
I'm only mean when you deserve it.
You're just mad we ganged up on you.
Yeah, you know what? It's okay. Take my ball and go. Oh. Maybe if you could find another Lions friend, it wouldn't be so bad. But
I have one planned already.
Good. Good for you.
Yeah.
What's up with that shirt, man? What's going on with that shirt?
You don't like bananas?
I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just like it's pretty. It's out there, you know.
They do kind of resemble glizzies, if you will.
They do.
I hate you. I hate you all. Okay. No, I want to be a little different. You know,
Kale. He's wacky. He's out there, you know.
You know, instead of wearing just plain Jane shirts, Carhartts, I just like, you know what? It's been sitting in my closet since Vegas. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to wear it.
He's wearing a Carhartt underneath it.
Yeah, well, I know, but not just anything else other than a Carhartt. You know, I'm trying to be different, damn it. So
that's good. We endorse that. We support that, man.
I'm glad.
We do.
I'm glad.
That's what we're about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Maya didn't like it. I told her, I was like, hey, how's this? She's like, didn't really give me an opinion. And
she just the silent response.
She's just giving like a good old smile.
Very good.
Yeah, Brody, did I tell you that she called Queso Kasich?
Kasich?
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's Kasich. I was like, who the hell's Kasich? Oh,
man. So, I love Queso. He's funny.
Oh, yeah, in sketch. And I'm not Jinx. I'm not really big on Jinx.
No?
You know who we're talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm just kind of, when you guys talk about that. Streamers. Is it a TikTok thing?
Gamers.
What's up, brother?
They're streamers. What's up, brother?
It's a TikTok gamer thing.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and do a little recap of stuff we've heard or saw on the internets or
the interwebs.
Interwebs. Dun dun dun.
Chase Claypool.
Yeah, there's a rumor going around that Chase Claypool, the former Steelers receiver,
former top five.
I don't know about that one, Chief.
Top five. That's what the post says.
Yeah.
So there's a rumor going around that he is going to go join the CFL to either play for.
The Lions,
the British Columbia Lions, and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Very, very historic teams in the CFL. And I know that because, one, I'm Canadian. Two, I mean, CFL's all right. It's kind of boring, but I mean, what else you got to watch when NFL's not on?
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I've watched a few CFL games. It's definitely different.
Yeah.
Than American football. I think the field is longer.
Yeah.
And narrower.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's with that? And isn't the field goal post before the end zone?
Yep.
Why it's is like it like
in,
that?
Back in the day of like even like American football, they put the goal post like in the middle
of the end zone. Some actually claim that football was more originated in Canada than football. Some claim.
Are you the some?
No. Shocker.
You
it
sure?
Does, it does kind of resemble a rugby field more than a football field.
That's why.
Yeah.
What I was reading.
Mm.
You know, it's like if we need something to watch, we got the CFL or we got UFL, like we were talking last podcast.
Yeah,
I'm kind of leaning more towards the Battlehawks on that side, though.
Yeah,
on the UFL.
Yeah,
I think that might be a proximity thing.
What game was I watching? I think it was the Memphis Showboats. I think that's actually their team name is the Showboats, and then I forgot the other team that was playing last week, but it was pretty. I mean, it's just fun to watch. It's football. It's entertaining.
Football. So
football.
In today's episode, we are going to talk about Sam and I's trip to Oregon.
Yeah. So, me and Kale went to Eugene, Oregon last night. Oh, wait, were we going to say something?
No,
my bad.
No. I was just doing something stupid to Brody.
Okay. That's no surprise. But yeah, me and Kale took a.
You're her hater.
Took a trip to Eugene, Oregon last November. For the primary reason is I was competing in the world championship for powerlifting. But obviously we didn't travel all the way to Eugene, Oregon just for powerlifting competition. The competition went real well. Just to briefly recap that, I finished second place in my weight class and broke 3 state records for Nebraska, but we want to talk more about the actual trip itself. So yeah, Kale, what are your immediate things you want to talk about?
Tracktown Pizza.
The first place we ate when we went there.
Actually, no, let's rewind to when we first got our hotel in Omaha.
That's right. The night before.
So I booked a hotel over by the airport area and we both got off of work and we were tired and it was hot. It was still kind of hot about that time.
It wasn't hot.
It wasn't like hot,
but it was November, dude.
No. But we've had a weird, fall of warm weather.
We did. We had a very nice fall.
Because remember,
we had a pretty nice winter.
I had to open up the window because the fucking AC thing didn't work very well.
Yeah. Kale needs it to be absolutely freezing in the hotel room.
Oh, trust me. Maya hates it when I
sleep. But you know what? I'm kind of the same way. So.
Yeah, well, Maya hates when I sleep with 2 fans.
Yeah. Respect, though. Wait, 2 fans?
Yeah. Ceiling and 1 on the floor.
So, yeah, the hotel, wasn't it La Quinta?
La Quinta.
By the airport?
Hey, fool. La Quinta.
So, yeah, this hotel, pictures look nice, does justice, whatever. We get in there, oh, yeah, this is actually, freshly renovated. And we get all checked in. She gives us a card. Before we got in the elevator, there was this one weird-ass lady. Sam, describe what this lady was like to you in your words and opinion.
I kind of forget what she was like, but she had the look of, someone who's maybe
on drugs,
maybe dabbled a little bit in some hard drugs. And I think she said something right as she walked out.
I don't remember.
It just sounded
She got in the spout. She got out because she was like going to go like this way. She's like, oh.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And then
yeah, she tried to like pull off some juke moves or something on us.
Yeah, she tried to Derrick Henry us.
Yeah. But
Derrick Henry. Classic Omaha.
She tried to Barry Sanders us, is what it was.
Now that's just disrespectful.
But no, and when we first got to that, our original room that we booked, there was only one bed. And it said it was 2 bed, and we got in there, and like there was a whole section of the room without a bed.
Yeah, we were like,
So I'm like, what's going on? Okay, Kale, you got to sleep in the chair.
No, you're like, Kale, I love you, but I don't love you that much.
Yeah, that's what it was, because there's only one bed. So called up to the front desk, like, hey, this room only has one bed. Like, so yeah. Then we finally got another room.
It was hot as hell in that room.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Was it hot, Sam, or was it Kale hot?
I don't really. I mean, I didn't think it was that hot when I walked in there, but I mean, I'm not one to complain, I guess.
Yeah, that's Kale. He's a complainer.
You know what? Once you just whatever over there, okay?
I'll make sure to do that.
Yeah, you better. So anyway, we get all, settled in for the night, and then we're like, oh, we got to go to Walmart. Let's get some stuff we need.
Yeah.
We did.
I needed some resistance bands for my warm-up. That's all I needed.
I needed body wash because I forgot mine. And yeah. I think I forgot something else I had to pick up. Socks.
I feel like you always forget something.
No. It's like I told you when I went to Wisconsin, I always buy a fresh pair of underwear and socks. And I say that because why? Because my dog likes to chew up my crap. Even though I put it in the laundry basket, he'll find a way of getting it.
It's in case he gets stains on him.
No, it's not because
he can throw them out before Maya sees him.
No, it's not because of that. There's too many freaking holes for my dog, or they just over wear and tear from the years and everything. So,
yeah, that was just a night we had to get through staying in Omaha, kind of North Omaha,
ish,
and then. When we were driving to the airport the next morning, like we missed the circle once. Yeah, we went like a circle. We missed the gate or whatever, I guess, to get to the parking garage.
Yeah, because they're doing construction. You know how they're doing all that cool stuff to it.
Oh yeah.
So we were supposed to go up. We couldn't even find a parking spot.
We zigged when we should have zagged.
Yeah, we zigged. We didn't zag.
The key.
We didn't find a parking spot for a little bit, too.
Right.
I mean, we got there like 2 hours before.
Which is good practice. That's what you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sure.
Very responsible.
Yeah, we were pretty responsible, I think.
Then we went to TSA. Oh, no. No, we checked in.
Yep. Checked our bags in.
Yeah, we checked our bags in and then went through TSA, which there was that one couple behind us that was late.
Yeah.
Late, and they were getting so mad.
We were just about to go, and then this one couple that was like 5 minutes, their flight was taking off like really soon.
They were going to Denver.
So I let them go ahead because we had plenty of time. And they were like in tears pretty much.
Jeez. And then that one, big TSA officer was talking about your weightlifting stuff. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I
did the bench press a little bit, but I ain't do that much no more.
I'm a little old now.
I'm getting a little too old for that now.
Then we grabbed some food and then we just waited for our flight.
Yeah.
The flight there wasn't bad, but the flight.
No. You're skipping a whole section.
What am I missing? I don't remember.
We had a layover in Denver.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So
yeah.
We got to Denver. We have to sprint across the whole airport to get to our next gate.
And Denver's huge.
Yeah, Denver airport is huge. And Kale is having a tough time keeping up with me.
I'm fat. I didn't expect. Hey, we'll be doing that.
Perfect timing.
Can you call one of the security guys with the carts?
So to the gate. But a lot of the airports they have taxi. those conveyor belts that can speed up the process. So we're taking those like, you know, gangbusters just to get to our gate, and then we had to go to the we had to take that subway to get. We had to take like that underground train or whatever.
Yeah.
So we get in, and those things go really fast. You got to hold on.
I didn't hold on.
Oh, no.
Kale's just standing there. And just the thing takes off. And he wasn't holding. I think you were holding on, but not tightly enough. And he like flew back a little bit.
No, I wasn't holding on. I don't think
okay,
I
yeah.
Was.
He flew back a little bit, and he finally like got a hold of something before he landed completely on his ass. You remember.
Did I fall on my ass?
You almost did.
Oh.
You finally got a hold of something before you fell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, look at me like, oh, God, here we go. Sorry. One fat guy.
First time in an airport.
No, it's like my 10th
time.
That was my
first time taking one of those, though.
I hate going. This wasn't my only time I've been through Denver. I absolutely hate going through Denver.
Our airport
it's an experience. It is
ridiculously huge.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a big world under it from conspiracy theories.
I've heard that.
That'll be another day for another story.
Don't go down that rabbit hole.
Then we finally got to our gate there, and then we were good. But then once we got to Eugene, they have a small airport.
Oh yeah, it was like if you were landing in like in the middle of nowhere, and it was just small.
Yeah,
like Norfolk small.
Kind of, but a little bit bigger.
Probably bigger than Norfolk,
sure. But it had that vibe, you know.
Yeah.
Then we had a problem with the rental car too, didn't we?
So, yeah, I don't know. It was just
there was a lady that was hitting on you when we got off the plane. That's right.
Ooh,
you don't remember that?
Oh yeah, that she was a little older though.
Hey, age is just a number, Sam, for you.
But yeah, that was. That was an experience for sure.
Yeah, she was nice though.
She was nice.
She kind of told us. She kind of guided us a little bit about Eugene because she was.
Well,
from
yeah,
there.
She was from there, and then when we landed there, and we're like, "This airport's a little bit smaller or something," and she said, "Like it's perfect. Like it's small. There's only like I think one or two gates, and that's it."
Yeah, yeah. Because remember when we were boarding on the way back? That was awful.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, when we arrived in Eugene, and then we had a little trouble with the rental car, but it was pretty smooth. We got what car was it?
Was it a Hyundai?
It was. I think it was a Toyota.
Oh yeah, Toyota Camry.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I liked it.
It was kind of fun to drive. As much as
you know, truck guy I am. I was impressed with the gas mileage. Took it to Seattle.
It really, it was really good on gas. And then we...
They took forever to give us our car.
Basically, once we got to the hotel, we were like, okay, it's time for food. And that is when we went to Tracktown Pizza.
Walk in, saw a kid in a ball crying already because, you know, it's the West Coast and I'm going to leave it at that.
Right. best pizza. Some of the best pizza I've ever had. Getting ready for a... Yep. And that's... Yeah. You can go to their website and...
scroll down.
Looks good.
Keep scrolling. That's inside of there, the place. They have all like Oregon duck.
So another thing about Eugene is they are all about their ducks, their Oregon ducks.
Everywhere.
Like, just like we are in Nebraska with the Huskers, like you see duck stuff everywhere. And I kind of like it. I mean, it's, you know, it's just unique. It's unique to them. And it was a pretty cool city. Tracktown Pizza, some of the best pizza I've had. Obviously getting ready for powerlifting competition. I'm carbing up a little bit.
Do you remember which one you got?
I think I got the all meat. I'm pretty sure it was like
all meat.
Their version of like a meat lovers or something.
And you know what's funny? They actually warned us about the size because like you can get the extra large and it's
they're
like
big.
Huge. Yeah.
It looks really good.
I think on Google you can look up their pizzas from there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got I'm a pineapple and pizza kind of guy. I don't care what anybody says. We've had that debate multiple times, Sam.
Sam, you're no pineapple?
I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world. But I don't think it belongs on pizza.
Wrong. It's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is wrong.
Pineapple can go on pizza.
No. I mean, it's better than... Yes.
I don't think if something should be eaten cold, you should not put it on something that is hot. That is weird.
You know what?
When you go home tonight, go get a can of pineapple, open it up, and put it in the microwave, and then eat it. And tell me that it's good.
Zach, didn't we do that one time at your old house?
What?
We were all drinking, and then we were talking about ham and pineapple pizza.
Yeah.
And then you literally got the can of pineapple out. And
I did.
We both had a piece of pineapple ranch or something, and everyone's like, what the hell is your problem?
Nothing wrong with it.
No. But yeah, those pizzas are great. Like,
they look really good.
We literally thought about going back there one last time.
Like, I kind of wish we would have. And because the next day we went to the what was the name of that forest that we went to that we walked around and took a lot of cool pictures.
William something.
No, it wasn't.
No. Had to be. It's a national park.
Is it Redwoods?
No.
I don't remember the name of it, but some really cool scenery. Got to see the mountains. Some different like trails and rivers. Let's see. It was
not Crater Lake.
No, it wasn't. It was a forest. The name of it was a forest.
I would have to see it on the map right next to Eugene.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
It was a really cool area. Part of me really would love to go back to just like go camping there.
And have hot dogs.
Have some hot dogs over an open flame. No.
And you call me the Glizzy Goblin.
No. Go fishing, hiking. Part of me really wanted to go hiking that day, but I had to compete the next day. And it's like, well, I got to squat 600 plus pounds tomorrow. I better not go on a long ass hiking trip.
Which he did. I can confirm.
Yeah. 606 is what I got that day.
Yes, sir. You know, when we went to that forest, it was breathtaking.
Yeah.
I'm not a big guy. I do hikes. I mean, obviously, look at me. I mean, I'm very.
You can always change that, Kale.
I know, Sam. I know.
Yeah, you can.
Brody.
Thank
you. Appreciate it.
You.
Thank you.
What
are your thoughts on the, I mean.
Yeah, the William Nat. I told you had
William. That's what it was. Yeah, okay.
William.
Sorry.
Yeah, you better be.
Yeah, that's what it was. The Willamette Forest. It was just really cool to see like all the really tall trees and like some of like the rivers, the scenery, the mountains, just everything.
Well, we were at, they had the spot where there was like, they had just a fire too. Like a forest fire was just there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Took some really cool pictures. If you've never been, I highly recommend it. I think Kale would too.
Well, hey, you know what? I was just thinking about this the other day. The reason we would ever go back to Eugene is either they have the event there again or Husker football, because Oregon Ducks will be in the Big Ten now.
That's true.
Yeah.
Aztec Stadium.
Brody. We did go by and check out the stadium too.
We ever thought really about cool. sneaking in.
Ooh, you should have.
It was really cool just to see it.
I don't want to get arrested on the last day. And no. I was sick as shit.
That was our last full day there.
We went to Seattle.
That's when we made the road trip to Seattle. Seattle, not all that great. Not, yeah.
Was it raining?
It's pretty fitting. Right as we entered Seattle, it started raining.
I was going to say, yeah. A bit of raining.
And then you start thinking of Kurt Cobain.
Oh.
I did. Let's talk a little bit more. When we went to, what town was it that we went to when we went to that?
Newport.
Newport, yeah.
Thanks, Newport Cafe.
Newport Cafe.
Thanks, yeah. Newport.
Oh, did that get you sick?
No.
Oh, no.
Nope. It was the
pool. We'll get
the
to
next
that.
Day. We'll the get, next day.
No, it was 2 days.
It was that day. We went to what was that Chinese place? It was the day. So after my weigh-in, I weighed in the day before I competed.
Express
and I did it buffet? Fasted. Yeah. And after the weigh-in, it's a 24-hour weigh-in, and then you have the whole day
because
to carb up and eat and
this place was great. Newport Cafe.
Newport Cafe was great. That's not the place that got me sick, though.
You would have loved it. You would have walked in, and then this guy, I think one of the owner's sons was a boxer. Could you not see the boxing championship that was in there?
Yeah.
The guy
yeah.
looked pretty, you know, looked like he boxed.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Newport was beautiful. You'd seen the ocean.
Yeah.
In the lighthouse.
Seen the ocean. We got some really cool scenery there, too.
Yes.
But yeah, it was the Empire Buffet. Is that what it was called?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the place that I don't know why we chose Chinese food. I guess we wanted to try it.
I think it's because of the
my
buffet.
Goal is I was gonna, you know, I was just eat like a lot of rice and stuff and carb up.
It's because you said you wanted to eat a lot that
well,
day.
Yeah, and it was a buffet, so I'm trying to, you know, carb up and get the calories in because I just hit my weigh in. Now it's time to fuel up for the next day. Well, that was not the best idea because I even remember competing the next day, even though I did well. There was times during it where I'm like, dude, this food's all going to come out on this next deadlift attempt. And I kept it in. It was on my last one. I think I'm like, yeah. I'm like belching like behind the curtain before I go out for my attempt, just so I'm clear before I actually go out. So that was an experience.
Yeah.
And then,
what was another place we ate that was pretty good?
Did you go anywhere in Seattle?
We did go somewhere in Seattle. It wasn't great. It was that
Shake Shack,
whatever. Yeah. Yeah. It was.
I have never felt burger and so fries. Out of place.
Yeah.
Until I was in there.
Didn't we go to Shake Shack in Milwaukee?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We did.
I felt so out of place in there.
I bet.
I mean,
there was a lot of Asians in there. I'm not trying to, you know, there was Asians in there. There was like a bunch of people I've never seen, like hipsters.
It was definitely a different vibe than back here in Nebraska,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
But obviously, as tradition is post competition, we always go to Texas Roadhouse, and we did go
correct.
There in they Eugene. Yeah, they had one in Eugene.
Shocker.
Yeah. Crazy enough, they had a steakhouse in the Pacific Northwest.
Yep.
And that's always good. I always love
large
good,
beer.
You know, yeah, I was like wanting.
You know, like the size that you can get at the Harbor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Large glass. We had one of those.
How many rolls?
Like two baskets at least.
Each?
Yeah. No.
I swear I could polish off like five of those. Those are so good.
I could. The thing is, though, is they fill you up and then you don't have enough room for your steak.
That's true.
That's the whole reason I'm going there is for a big steak.
Did you know you can actually pick your own steak out of that glass?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But I'm not sure how you do that. Be like, hey, I want to get the steak, but I want to pick it out.
I wonder if you could buy it and take it home.
Might be able to. I wouldn't put it past them.
I know you can actually order the steaks online, but it's like over like $100.
Be like, yeah. Hey, your chef sucks. I'm going to take this home and cook it myself.
What was the name of that store that you were like, oh, I got to go to this store? And it's like, they're like it's kind of like a Walmart or whatever. We went there the night before to get
Safeway.
Safeway. Yeah. He's like, I got to go to Safeway. I got to go here. I got to.
Why Safeway?
For some reason, he was like, Canada. Yeah. He's like, I feel like I'm back home. Like when we first.
It literally felt like I was in Canada.
When we first landed in Eugene and got outside and into our rental car. And he's not wrong. The air is fresh. Everything is green. Like
I was actually breathing for once.
I was like, this is nice. Like if. And his first thing is like, I feel like I'm back home or something. And then he's like, I got to go to Safeway. I got to go to, like, he really wanted to go to the store that they have a lot of over there called Safeway. And he was like, we went there like 3 times or something, I think, while we were there.
Yeah. I mean, you got something there that you really liked.
It's like it's more like a Hy-Vee than it is Walmart.
Did you not know that we had Safeways in the U.S.?
No, I did, but okay. Not in this region,
not like Nebraska. Not in the Midwest.
Yeah, there's one in, I know there's one in, I think there's one in Spencer, Iowa, where my dad used to live.
You think I'm going to drive?
I'm just telling you.
Hey, he knows.
What's the name of that grocery store in Columbus?
What do you mean?
The one over by Pizza Ranch and Freddy's? I thought it was Safeway.
No.
Nah.
It has to be like Fairway.
Nah. Oh, yeah, maybe we went Fairway.
I've never been to a Fairway. Probably never will.
Nah.
Rip.
All over Sioux Falls. I know that for sure.
It's called Super Saver.
Super Saver. Yeah, they used to, I think they used to have one in Wayne.
Yeah. Wayne, Nebraska. And then Yee. And then the tourism was nice. But when you go to Eugene, all you see is homeless.
Sad. You do see a lot of homeless.
In Eugene, really?
Yeah.
Oh. How close is it to Seattle?
It was like 4 or 5 hours.
It was like a 4-hour drive to Seattle.
There's that many there?
Oh, Portland was worse when we went through Portland.
Oh. Yeah. That part is... West Coast, though. That part was kind of sad and stuff, but still just, I don't know. It was fun to just kind of go somewhere I've never been before and check out the scenery, and it was just a really fun experience.
I wish Maya could have experienced it, but she didn't want to go. But now she probably regrets it.
Did you guys you guys drive through Forks, Washington?
Where?
Forks.
What's that?
That's the town that we filmed Twilight in.
Shut up.
I'm just asking. Just asking.
Nerd.
I'm proud about that.
Let me guess. Are you Team Edward or Team whatever?
No, dude. Jacob's a weirdo.
I can't believe I asked you.
I know, no comment. I don't know anything about Twilight.
You know it all day. Nerd. So the hotel we stayed in, it was a renovated like hotel from like the 50s, she said.
It was more of a motel.
Yeah, but turned into a hotel motel deal.
What was the name of it? It was Best Western.
That's what it was. And it was for Best Western, it was like the nicest Best Western I've ever been in.
It was nice.
The best in the Western.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Zach, if you could pull up a Best Western in Eugene. Awesome. The breakfast there was great.
It was.
Like that's
another good place we ate.
Every day as a buffet breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Fresh. When we first got into the hotel room, I told Sam right away, if this hotel is around in the 70s, you know somebody did crack cocaine on listening to Freebird. You know.
I do remember that.
The room, I just had that vibe.
Yeah.
You know?
They had a pool. They actually had a small fitness room with not a whole lot, but I, you know, the night before my weigh-in, you know, I'm trying to, you know, obviously trying to make weight. So I went in there and did, you know, a little bit on the treadmill and then sat in the sauna for a little bit, which is pretty nice. But I remember the night after the competition, we went to the pool and Kale got incredibly sick.
I don't know what happened, but I was literally dying.
Yeah.
We had the bad choice of making me drive back from Seattle.
That's true. We did.
It was.
I drove there.
Yeah. And I felt bad. So I drove back. And
yeah, he was nodding off a little bit. I was getting a little nervous. I'm like, Kale, was let it, me take over. And he's like, no, no.
Was it food or something related?
I don't know.
No, just I think, randomly? I don't know. I think it was like, it was like an allergy sickness. Like,
no, I think it was the pool. I don't think they had the levels right.
Like,
you can get sick from swimming.
You got like, yeah. you developed like a little bit of a cough, like a sore throat type of thing. And like a runny nose and all those types of things. Yeah, and it was like, just like, it happened like immediately after the pool.
In the sauna too.
Almost lost Kale.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Almost had to leave Kale in Oregon.
He's allergic to the liberal air.
That's
all
it was. That's exactly what I told him too. When I was up there. I was like, these damn liberals.
I think I would have almost was like, Kale, gonna have to leave you in Oregon, man. You're too sick.
We could have went back to the forest. You could tell me, look at the bushes, and then, you know, took me out like all the other.
just look at the flowers.
Yeah, just look at the flowers.
No, I tried eating breakfast that morning. When I walked, it was like, I felt like I was going to fall. And like, it was like I had pneumonia out of nowhere.
Hmm. Yeah.
And I have a kind of a crappy immune system when it comes to shit like that. So it's like,
you should leave them a bad review on their pool.
So we stayed there like 4 months ago and their pool made me sick.
Almost killed me.
It's like the streets almost killed me. You know that meme?
Yeah.
The pool almost killed me.
Bring your own chlorine test.
Yeah, little strips. Oh, Sam, can't go in there. I wish they would have had a hot tub. They didn't even have a hot tub.
Really?
You know? No, they didn't have a hot tub.
But they had a sauna?
They had a sauna.
Remember when
it was small?
We were just chilling in the pool and these fucking, excuse my language,
they were like teenagers.
Yeah, there's like a soccer thing going on or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And they came in there, and it was just awkward. We were in the pool, and then these kids were trying to, you know, score, obviously.
Yeah.
Like they score Sam or something? What?
No.
Oh.
No, there was a group of teenagers there for, I think, like you said, like a soccer tournament. They were staying at the same hotel, and they were, I think it was like two boys and like two or three girls. Gotcha. And, like, you could tell they were just, like, trying really hard to, like, impress these girls.
It's the typical jock story.
Yeah. Did they do any backflips into the pool? Or cannonballs?
No, they literally just jumped in, like,
come on, jump in the pool with me.
Yeah. Jump in the pool with me.
Yeah. Oh, and then what else did we do? When we went to Seattle, it was...
Yeah. Like I said, I wasn't... You know, too impressed with Seattle, honestly. I mean, we wanted to go to the Space Needle.
Yeah.
There was
I'm still mad about that.
There was a stupid protest going on right outside the front door. Don't know what it was about. Didn't care to.
Oh, I know what it was about. I saw what it was and I ain't going to say it because I don't want to start anything.
That's all right. I mean. I didn't really look. I didn't care to look. I'm like, this is stupid. I just want to go in the Space Needle. But there was a stupid protest going on.
It was funny. We were wearing shorts and everyone's like looking at us.
Yeah, I know.
The hell are these guys?
Like, it was nice there compared to our winters. It doesn't get as cold there as it does.
Well, to them, it was like winter.
But to them, yeah. But it was like maybe 40, 50 degrees. Like,
this is nothing.
That's shorts weather.
Yeah. That's practically swimming weather.
Oh, yeah. See that. Yep.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Wait.
Oh.
At that time, it was not a great time to talk about it, you know.
But then we just kind of walked around for a little bit.
I felt awkward as hell because
I was just walking around checking out stuff, and I mean, yeah, it was kind of.
I just hate.
We weren't there long.
No,
we got some food, kind of left.
Just parking too over there was sucked.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Now, just asking, did you guys go to the fish market
at all? That's what we forgot to do.
That'd have been kind of cool.
Throwing the
walk
fish.
Right in front of it, get hit in the face. Just pretend it's a glizzy.
You've been fishified.
Could have went to the Seahawks stadium and got Geno Smith's autograph.
You could have. They'd probably give it up for free.
Careful now. He might tear his ACL or something while signing. But no.
Maybe.
I wasn't too impressed with Seattle.
I would maybe try one more time if I had like an actual itinerary of things to do.
Yeah.
But like, we didn't have a whole lot of time to be there because we had to be back in Eugene and we were coming home the next day. So we just kind of did it for the hell of it because, yeah. Oh, hey, Seattle's 4 hours away. Let's make a road trip. And Kale was dying the whole time.
You want to tell him how you turned into a military base?
Oh, yeah. I accidentally turned into a military base and I was like, yeah, I made the wrong turn. And
oh,
he had to check my ID and stuff. And like,
oh, yeah, there.
And then like, I don't remember everything, but it was this whole thing. And they were really cool about it. But yeah, I was
actually sure turned laughed into about it after.
They probably did.
Yeah.
What a dumbass.
I've been to my fair share of military bases. And yeah, they're weird.
Did you guys get to see any of the remnants of Chaz? That zone, the autonomous zone that they took over in Seattle?
No.
I don't.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
We literally just did the Space Needle.
We weren't there long at all to really check out anything that was... Yeah.
You know, if you go back, you could go... I'm not sure. I don't really care about it, but I would probably go see it still. The first ever Starbucks is in Seattle. That's where it was founded.
I'd go back. I would give it another chance. If I had like a list of things to do and I was actually staying there and not in Oregon.
Yeah. I think that's probably why I enjoyed LA so much. Cause we had like a list of things that we were doing.
An itinerary.
And we focused on like the good parts that we wanted to see. We didn't really.
I would like to do a big group trip. I'll be honest, but you know how hard it is just to get people to do it. And let alone all of us together.
I'm not going to lie. No offense to any of the wives watching this, but I would love to do a boys trip and boys trip only.
Good luck with that one.
I know.
I mean, that's my dad's side of the family. We do a fishing trip every year, and it's guys only.
Where do you guys go?
We go up to, like, up by Platte, South Dakota.
Oh, nice.
It's just a fishing trip. We just go camping, fishing.
You know what I think would be really cool to go fishing? Sorry if I'm getting off topic, but, like, Alaska. You know, like, right when it's, like, getting into their nice season.
Yeah.
Like, their spring. Oh, yeah, that'd be really cool.
Well, I'd like to go fishing in Oregon. We thought about buying
poles.
Yeah.
Next time we'll have to
go river fishing.
Just make sure you get a day license.
Yeah. Kale's not one to jump the gun at buying a fishing license.
No.
Probably already bought it.
Just what? Do it.
I said
man.
You probably already bought it.
No, I ain't going to give my secrets. I don't want to get in trouble. Just
your,
in case.
Your secrets of breaking the laws of fishing.
Which I don't know why we need a license for fishing. It's like, Willis, you're catching a fish. What am I going to do illegal to fish? Throw it at somebody?
It's wildlife preservation.
Yeah, law.
I
know.
I think it's the main thing is
game and parks.
They want to know that you know that there's the certain thing, the thing they have the things that you can't do and the things you can't take out.
The park rangers will.
Yeah.
The park rangers will make you pay.
Yeah.
Paying maize.
No, actually, I'm paying, you know, the state to, you know, fix our roadways when they're still crap. But I'm not going to get off topic on that one.
Yeah.
So my next question will be on future vacations. What are your guys' summer plans?
I think before that, let's talk a little bit about our flight back.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Terrible time.
So.
I try to avoid it.
When we got back to the Eugene airport for our flight back to Denver, we had a 40 minute delay.
Well, not only that, the people that would check our bags weren't getting there until 11.
Yeah.
But they were already there. Yeah. Like they couldn't open early and it was pissing us off. Pissing everybody off.
We flew with United.
Never again.
And, we had to wait till their people showed up at 11 and it was actually past 11.
Yeah.
To check our bags.
Yep.
And then we finally boarded the plane at whatever time. And then it was a 40-minute delay because they had to fix something, which is okay. Like, obviously, make sure everything's good and ready to go before you take off, obviously. But
didn't they do another 10-minute of paperwork?
Yeah. And then they did a bunch of other shit. And then when we float, we were way behind schedule. We got to Denver. We had to go even faster than last time.
Again, I can't keep up.
Kale's wearing some, I don't know.
Sweatpants.
I don't know if Kale like lost weight over this trip, but he was wearing some like exercise pants or some joggers or whatever.
Sweatpants.
Sweatpants.
The tracksuit pants. The maroon one, those.
And I'm like, I'm just like booking it. Like I'm booking it to the other side. And at one point I kind of had to stand there and wait because he was so far behind. He finally catches up to me and he looks all pissed off. He's sweating bullets and he's like, "The fuck are you laughing at, man?" I'm like, "Nothing, man." Like,
I was like, "Let's go."
I'm like, "We're good, man. Let's just keep going." And his pants are falling down like the whole time. I'm like, "Kale,
good Kale,
you
must
have lost some weight on this trip. Your pants are falling down. They're not staying
tight." Just look behind and you get his pants then around his ankles.
We get on the train. I was like, "Hey, let me." There was not enough room on that train. He got on. I didn't almost. Yeah, I told the guy in there, I'm like, "I need to get on that freaking train because I got a plane to catch." He scooted over and I was like, "Good."
Like a movie.
That was maybe the funniest part of the trip.
And then when we got to the gate, we barely made it on time.
Yeah. And then finally got back to Omaha and then you got to drive back to Norfolk. And
I had to pee so bad. Remember we had to find a Casey's?
Yep.
And that was the worst Casey's I've ever been to.
Yeah, that was the most ghetto Casey's ever.
It was trashed and they didn't have food.
Kale wanted a gas station glizzy and they were out.
I did not.
Fresh out of glizzies. Sorry, sir.
You know what? They were out of gas too.
That's right.
I was mad.
You couldn't even buy gas.
Yeah, I told Sam, like,
that Casey's is going to go under.
Oh my God.
It looked like a brand new Casey's.
Yeah, I know. We don't have gas. We're a gas station, but we don't have gas.
I hopped in the pickup and I looked at Sam like, "I got to go to another gas station." He's like, "Why?" "Because this one doesn't have gas." He's like, "What the hell?" I'm like, "I don't know what to tell you."
Yeah. Yeah, and that was something.
Remember when I did the U-turn, you thought I heard something fall off my truck? I'm like, "Oh, I think something fell off my truck." I'm like, "I don't care. I just want to go home." I
want to go home.
Yeah, at that point, we were just ready to get home and
I had to work the next day because I double-kaled and, forgot to schedule the next day off.
I made sure to get that next day off too so I could just recover. But yeah, it was a fun trip and the competition was a lot of fun. And obviously that's the main reason we went there, but we wouldn't necessarily have to have that happening to go back. I mean, I would go back just to revisit the area.
Yeah. Yeah, Brody, you're welcome to come too.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I think you should come to one of his meets sometime.
I think
that would be really cool.
Well, my next one's in Omaha. It's coming up.
Get scared in person.
Yeah, you trust me. I felt so intimidated when I went to one in Omaha and the Eugene one.
Yeah, I thought when you guys were talking about the trouble with your rental car at the beginning, I thought maybe Sam ripped the door off or something.
What's wrong with this? Put it open.
I was like, "Dude, all right, make sure you take pictures of everything in the car."
Yeah.
And we did.
There was a yellow stain in the back seat.
I was like, "Oh, someone spilled mustard."
Yeah, someone was
hopefully
getting a little too crazy with the mustard in the back seat.
You know, they're probably having a nice glizzy back there.
Yeah,
and that'd been Kale.
I'm gonna go home. No kidding. No, like when we even they're like, "Oh, well, you got Sirius XM." That never even worked.
No. Yeah, I paid for that. It didn't work. We just Bluetoothed our phones for music, which it's fine. It's whatever.
Wish that still was a penny ass setup.
Kinda.
Yeah. And I've never had that problem where it was that hard. It's not hard at all.
Then we got back or whatever and the tank wasn't all the way full. Like it was like
just a teeniest.
Like it was like 3/4 of the way full.
There was like a sliver.
Probably even more than that.
A sliver was gone.
And the lady was like, "Did you forget to get gas on the way back?" And I'm like, it's almost like it's barely any gas is gone from it. Like it's almost full. But got charged for that too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Not much extra, but yeah, she was, we just pulled in.
I think she was pissed because she saw us drive around in the circle. Because
I was parked. Like, they had like signs and lots for like the specific.
It was like Budget, Enterprise.
And we went through Enterprise, so the specific company you rented through, and there wasn't any for Enterprise open. So I just eventually parked in a random open one. And she came at me like that. I'm just like, "Okay, whatever, do what you got to do." And just Gotta get to our flight. That's well, all. So.
Like I said, I think she was pissed because we kept going in a circle around her. Yeah. She kept watching us. Like, she didn't even wave us down. So that's her own damn problem. So yeah.
Did Great you service. Forget to get gas? I'm like, lady, come on.
Did you forget to get some gas?
Yeah. Like, don't even.
So yeah, let's go on the future vacations and summer plans. What are some plans you guys got going on this summer?
Brody, why don't you go first?
Well,
he's like, shit.
I think, well, originally we were planning to go to, I think it was Branson. I don't know. My Missouri? Brother. Yeah. My brother and them want to go. I'm not really too hot on it, but I think they said they're going to pay for the Airbnb, but I don't know if we're going to go now or not, but it'd be okay. cool. Okay.
Sam?
Nothing really like off the top of my head, like in terms of like trips or anything. A lot of times when I travel, I know I've you guys know this by now. It's a lot of times it's for powerlifting competitions.
No, really?
USPA Nationals is in June, in Niagara Falls. So
won't be able to go.
May or may not do that. Cool. Or I might do something else, but yeah, I'm kind of spontaneous when it comes to that kind of stuff. You know, if I can work it into my schedule or if someone hits me up like you or whoever, always. You know, I'm kind of one of those guys. I'm kind of up for anything to try new things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Kale, what about you?
I am flying to Canada in September. I am going to return home to my native land of the Maple Leafs.
You'll be one with your people.
Yeah, you can go to your Safeways.
Yeah. He'll spend all his time at Safeway.
Yeah.
Actually, there's more IGAs in Safeways, if I remember.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. It's a grocery store, though. it's like another Hy-Vee.
So you're going to go to Edmonton?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're going to go to Edmonton for like a few days. See my parents, or not my parents, my grandma, some family members. I'm not going to talk to my dad. Don't plan on it. Not going to get into it, but I don't plan on it. But if he finds out I'm there, I don't care. That's his choice. Unless I feel nice and I don't know. I'm not going to get into that. But we're going to plan on going to Banff, Canada. Banff is pretty nice. We're going to go check out Lake Louise. We're going to get an Airbnb or hotel. No, Airbnb is in Edmonton. And then the hotel in Red Deer. And then we're going to fly out. We're going to go to Calgary, I think. And then, or we're going to drive back to Edmonton and it'll be cheaper to fly out of Sioux Falls instead of Omaha. So I think we might be doing that too, which Sam, next time we book a flight somewhere, we should probably look at Sioux Falls too.
Yeah, for sure.
We're just rookies.
That was only my second time, like on a flying trip. My first time was for a work trip. So.
Usually when I book stuff, I go to my mom because she knows every deal.
Yeah.
She knows everything.
Moms know most.
Yeah. What would you do without them? Any, you know, special places you guys want to go to in a future?
Want to go to?
Like in a future?
Mm.
Or things you want to do?
I think at some point I'd like to travel out of the country.
Okay. Yeah.
But specifically Europe.
I was talking to someone that I work with, former client of mine too, that I would love to visit Ireland as like my first trip.
Oh, me too.
Out of the country.
I want to go to the Guinness factory.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. I'm not a big Guinness guy, but like, I mean, it'd still be cool.
Sure. Yeah. I think it'd be fun. And I just think like they have some really cool scenery there, like on the, like more on like the countryside and stuff.
Yep.
And then, obviously, they know how to party in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be fun to just make a trip there and sometime. That'd be a place I'd like to go, like, out of the country. There's a lot of places I'd like to visit, too, just in the U.S. Like, I wouldn't mind, you know, making a trip to, like, somewhere that's, like, warm year-round, like Florida, like, go to the beach.
Been there. It's nice.
Yeah.
Disneyland and Disney World's kind of overrated.
Like to go back to Oregon.
Yeah.
I think I've mentioned that.
You should
that.
Just move there.
I think I've mentioned that enough at this point.
Yeah, just get your shit and go.
I'd like to go to Tokyo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Japan. That'd be really cool.
I'd like going to Japan, too.
I want to try actual sushi up there, too.
Yeah.
We talked about, and our viewers don't know this yet, but I'm a huge Dragon Ball Z nerd. And we talked about that amusement park they're making or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In, gosh, I can't remember what country it was in. It wasn't in Japan, though. But that would be, once that would ever get developed, that'd be a cool place to maybe visit at some point.
Yeah.
Or just check out.
Yeah. For me, I'm kind of trying to plan a trip to New York.
New York?
Yeah.
I got some friends out there, so.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. They live in, I think the Bronx area. So they're like, yeah, you might not want to come to the Bronx because you're white. I was like, oh.
Ouch.
I was like, ouch. But yeah. I was like, I'll make friends. Don't worry.
You're going to live off dollar pizza?
Yeah. Go see Ock. Sure. OMG. We put the fryer on the fryer. Yeah.
But yeah, the more I've done it, I really do enjoy traveling. I would love to do it more. And I love road trips. I'd love to even fly more too.
Yeah, that would be too bad. It's like we were just talking about, like, just getting the guys and the girls together and doing something, but it's so hard.
Yeah.
People have kids, they got schedules.
Yep.
And I get it. You work all week, you get tired, you don't want to do anything. I've been there,
Yeah.
And with Yoshi moving back, I think it's going to be nice,
Oh, yeah. We figured out he's going to be maybe 400 feet from me.
Oh, he found a place?
Yeah, he found a place.
Cool.
Over nice. Literally behind me.
Really?
Yeah.
I should drive by it after this. But I told him I'll help him move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I saw that job and, sent to him.
Yeah. I know he's really itching to move back.
So, yeah, I don't got much else going on this summer. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll take my yearly trip to Okoboji like I always do.
Yep. Yep. I've never been there.
I'll take my yearly trip to the Moore family camp out up in South Dakota.
I'll just take my every few weekends to Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
We should do.
Like I said, I'm pretty spontaneous a lot of the time when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah, we should do a barbecue this summer at least a couple times.
Yeah.
As if you wanted to. I mean, I'll come down.
Well, we got to make sure that we got a fire pit or something so we can have an open fire for Sam.
Oh, that's right.
So you can have some glizzies.
Well,
do I got to Photoshop a glizzy being on fire with your face on it?
Do what you got to do, but then we got to put a picture. Then we got to put the meme I made of you about gas station glizzies too up.
Merch?
Is that what I'm Rev hearing? Up those fryers. Because I'm sure hungry for some gas station glizzies.
I would hate you.
Like the SpongeBob.
If you wore that in public around here, I would hate you.
I'll make
you.
A shirt. I'll make you a shirt.
I'll get you a sticker for your truck that says Glizzy Gobbler.
You do. I know where you live.
I know where you live.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Mr. Knightley.
You guys got anything else you want to talk about?
We covered a lot of the trip, man. I don't think we missed anything, any key moments.
No, I don't think we did either.
We kind of talked about every key moment that happened, the funny, the good, the bad.
Thanks, Newport Cafe.
Really wish I could have seen that that airport run from Kale.
Yeah.
Hey, we could plan a trip sometime.
Thank you for ruining my life.
Yep. If I ever go on a trip with Kale, but we're going to Denver.
It was actually Empire Buffet when I said that, though.
Yeah. Thanks, Newport Cafe.
Yeah.
That's an inside joke between Sam and I.
Yep.
I don't know why we did it, but we just did it.
It's because I started getting like a weird feeling in my gut, and I thought, and Newport Cafe was like the first thing that came to mind, but it was really the Empire Buffet that did it. Newport Cafe was good.
Yeah. One thing I will say about the podcast, we do have another podcast that had reached out to us about doing a future collaboration. We don't know what is yet, but when we figure that out, we will release the details in another episode.
Sure.
Yay.
Excited. Yeah. There's big things planned.
Yeah.
We'll have more people on to do maybe some interviews and just to talk and chat it up with us.
Yeah. And if you guys got any suggestions of topics you guys want to hear, just let us know on our social medias. We are on Facebook at TNT Boys Podcast, and as well as Twitter, or X, Instagram, YouTube. You can find this episode on YouTube as well. Trying to think of what else we're on.
Safe. You guys on TikTok?
Yeah, we're on TikTok now. I usually do the editing and everything now, but yeah, I think that's about it.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Thanks for coming on again, Brody.
Yeah, no problem.
And I'm proud to be a TNT boy.
Yeah. Okay, pizza, bye.